What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently they're now updating Hurricane Irma from the National Hurricane Center. And they're basically just talking about its current track. They're not showing any updated predictions at this time here. Now then, getting on back to the economic news here. We've seen this happen in a lot of areas, but it's happening now in Kentucky. The state government is now talking about having to revise and revamp the state pension system because it's running out of money. This, in turn, has triggered a flood of public employees who are old enough applying for retirement because they want to get that pension payment to themselves locked in before the state government can institute any changes. And we've seen that everywhere else where they start talking about, we're going to have to change the pension system. It's out of money now. And why are they all out of money? Because back in 2007, 2008, Wall Street's pet rating agencies declared those mortgage-backed securities as AAA investments, which made it legal for pension funds to invest in them. And they did. And then that whole bubble collapsed, and the pensions were defunded. And nobody has the gonadal tissue to point the finger of blame at Wall Street and say, you made this pensions mess. Now, out here in Hawaii, which is a very liberal state, as you're all well aware, they're actually talking about a universal basic income. And it's welfare. They're going to put everybody on welfare. You are dependent on the government. For the money coming on in, there you will be loyal. There's only one small problem. They have no idea how to pay for this, passing out free money to everybody. That doesn't work. It can't work. Meanwhile, our governor has just signed a new bill regarding our light rail transit system. It's $2.5 billion in the hole and years behind schedule. There've been major mishaps with it. And part of the bill that just got signed was something that a lot of people were demanding, a full audit of the contractors to see just where all that money went. Because this thing has just gone way over cost, way longer than it should. First part of the year, they had a little fair in the neighborhood. And the light rail people had a booth because they're out there trying to reach the public and convince everybody this is going to be a good idea. And I said, when are you going to be done on that stretch of road at the bottom of the hill where we live? Because right now it's torn on up. It's pothole city. And my car is already old enough without having to deal with that. And they said, it'll be end of February, mid-March, we'll be out of there. Well, it's September. They're still down there. It is far from complete. One of the stations where you will get on and off the light rail is right there at the Pearl Ridge Shopping Mall. The shopping malls and tourism venues seem to have gotten all the stations. And they've got the little concrete wings reaching out on either side of the track where the station's going to go. The station isn't there. It's a mess. I would not at all be surprised if this project just fails and we just get to look at that concrete trackway in the sky from now on. Okay, story over at Market Watch. This is an op-ed piece here on how Bitcoin, Ether, and other cryptocurrencies may be seeing the beginning of the end. And the author goes on in and says, yes, a lot of people made a lot of money from cryptocurrencies, and they've managed to defy the doomsayers time and again. But now that you're seeing the Chinese crack down on these cryptocurrencies, they took a major hit. And what this article is saying, that yes, the cryptocurrencies are very dynamic, and yes, there's an opportunity to make money if you can buy low and sell high, but the risk factor is continuing to rise. Apparently, China is halting what are called initial coin offerings, which is the crypto bubble equivalent of the IPOs during the dot-com mania. If you had any kind of an idea, you could get an IPO without even having a product in the store. Now, we did have a caller on the show yesterday who was talking about the cotton crop over there in Texas, and it really is a tragedy because Texas has been dealing with drought for a lot of years, and then all of a sudden, nature seemed to be cooperating with them, and it was going to be a really good year for Texas farmers, and then Hurricane Harvey hit, and they're back to square one. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. So let's talk about the DACA program, or the Delayed Action for Children Act. And Trump is ordering it shut down. Attorney General Jeff Sessions just made it official. There's going to be a six-month delay so that Congress can get together and make this legal. Here's the point. The defenders of DACA as it is, and the illegal immigrants, the open borders people, are out there screaming about how Donald Trump is punishing the children and he's being racist and all the rest of it. No, what Donald Trump is trying to do is undo the fact that Barack Obama literally broke the law, because the president is not allowed to write an executive order that breaks existing United States law, which is what he did, Title 8. You need Congress to go on in and say, we're going to have a new bill. And that's what Trump is saying. Congress needs to go back in and do the due diligence and craft a new immigration policy. And it has to be voted into law and signed by the president. It can't be done with an executive order. But we have all these media people out there just screaming about, oh, you're punishing the children. They've done nothing wrong, and it's cruel. Well, the parents did something wrong. And DACA only applied to, I think, 13 to 25-year-olds, which can be hardly considered to be children. Now, Cher is out there saying, house and protect the DACA dreamers in your homes. And she's out there tweeting all over to her people. And she's got a huge place out there in Malibu. I put a picture of it on the article on whatreallyhappened.com and asked, how many of these people do you have in your home, Cher? And maybe somebody in her retinue was reading my site, because she came out with an updated version saying, yes, she's going to take in one of these children. Not exactly children. She's going to take one in to set the example here. Now, let's take a look at DACA itself, because everybody's lying about it, spinning it for their own particular agenda here. Now, if there is anybody at fault for what's going on, it is, in fact, the parents. Okay? Now, if your parents don't pay the rent and you're the child, you're still going to be evicted. If your parents take you into an amusement park, sneaking under the turnstiles, it's not the amusement park's fault when you get kicked on out. Now, blaming America or Trump or anyone else other than those parents who made that decision to violate U.S. law by stepping across that border is dishonest. Now, most of the DACA recipients are illegal immigrants. They're not supposed to be here. And you just have to keep saying again, this isn't racism, because illegal is not a race. What DACA is a massive amnesty program intending to allow some 800,000 people to stay in the country without any kind of penalty and make them citizens so that they can then vote here. Okay, I misspoke about the age. DACA is eligible only to those aged 15 to 32. So they aren't children. Now, the DACA recipients are taking jobs that Americans will do. That's the big deal out there. They're saying, oh, well, you know, these immigrants, they're going to take the jobs Americans are too proud to take. Well, when you've gotten close to 100 million Americans willing and able to work, who cannot find jobs for months and years, they're pretty much going to take anything they can get. But if there's already some immigrant in that job, then that job is not available to them. And I think that's what Donald Trump meant originally by putting America first. We have to take care of the American people first. We have to get our country squared away for the American people before we open those borders. Now, obviously, something nobody in the corporate media wants to talk about, some of these DACA recipients are, in fact, criminals. And apparently, between 2013 and 2017, a total of 2,139 DACA recipients lost their amnesty benefits due to criminality or gang-affiliated concerns. Now, remember, DACA is not a law. It is a violation of the law by executive order. This issue of allowing these children to remain in this country was never put before Congress. And people who are here illegally are supposed to be deported and repatriated into their own country. That's the law here in the United States of America. It's the law in every country in the world, including Mexico. You can't just go on down to Mexico, walk across the border and get free stuff and go to work. They'll throw you in jail or they'll send you back to the United States. Now, every time we see a DACA recipient in the media, they are portrayed as the next beneficiary of civilization. They're on the verge of curing cancer and poverty. No. Most of the DACA recipients are not overachievers. Nobody's really checking to see what they are in terms of their skill sets. Now, DACA is wildly unfair to Americans, most especially young Americans just trying to start out. These American kids followed the rules. The parents followed the rules. You young people, you are one of the 4 million Americans ready to enter the workforce every single year, but you have to compete against hundreds of thousands of line jumpers for those same entry-level jobs. And, of course, the surplus of labor depresses your wages. Now, DACA was already litigated and debated back in 2016. They've already heard the debate. Trump won. DACA actually encourages more illegal immigration. There are major financial incentives for these people to come here. They're being held on out there as a lure to the refugees and the illegal immigrants. We need to discourage immigration. Eisenhower succeeded in doing it. Trump can do it. In most states, DACA recipients are eligible for welfare benefits. Once the DACA applicants are approved and get a temporary employment authorization card, they can apply for a Social Security number and basically go on out and get on welfare. And a lot of them are on welfare. We've seen the same thing all across Europe. The refugees coming on in, very few of them are integrating to that society. Very few of them are finding gainful employment. It's estimated that every refugee coming into Europe is going to take somewhere between 2 and 5 years before they find any kind of a job. Now, like most government entitlement programs, unless it is stopped, DACA will never stop growing because the people working for DACA they want to hang on to their jobs. They'll go on out and look for people that they can bring into it. It's like the welfare system. You have welfare workers who understand if they don't find people to give the welfare money to, their own job could be eliminated. So they're out there looking for people to put on welfare. Remember last year, the FDA was actually advertising for people to go on food stamps. Apparently, on people who are coming across the border and applying for DACA, application process ignores criminal behavior. And apparently a lot of people who have come on in, these dreamers, who say, I want to go to school. And they get approved and they quit school. And there have been felonies found, Social Security fraud, forgery, perjury on I-9 forms, falsification of green cards, driver's licenses, identity theft. It's a bad idea. It's a very bad idea. Now, one of the other things that annoyed a lot of people is these programs to give scholarships to undocumented students. And basically, how is this fair? You have American students who legally are allowed to be here. They have to go into debt to get their education. But the people who are here illegally, the government is giving them money. How is that fair? Article out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, there are now allegations from a Princeton University study that biases the SAT scores your children will take to go to college on the basis of their race. And it kind of makes a mockery of studying to get high grades if you're being penalized for being white when you take your SATs. Now, the actor James Wood, very high IQ, basically came on out and said, all DACA really is, it's another Democratic vote scam system to get these people into the U.S. and have them vote Democratic. Both themselves bread and circuses. We're going to go to the phones. Mark in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? We're doing well here so far.
I'm doing okay.
I want to disagree with you on the DACA and the immigration, because I am absolutely against slavery and one man begging another man for permission to sustain his life. And I disagree with giving people freebies and welfare and handouts. But I'm all against asking Hillary Clinton for permission to come to the United States or anybody else. Any man or woman that wants to come anywhere on the face of the earth, as long as they're not causing harm to anybody else, have a right to their life and their pursuits of happiness. And to force
anyone we already had a system like that. It was called immigration. And people who were coming to the United States through the legal immigration process would be vetted for their skills, their educational background, basically checked for criminal activity, and they'd be given medical checks. And if they passed all of that, they would be welcomed into the United States of America. That's always been our policy, all the way back to Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. The problem is
all the way back to after the Civil, quote-unquote, war. Before that, no one had to have permission.
Well, this is the modern world. In the modern world, every single country controls its borders, except, unfortunately, for Soros targets, which are Europe and the United States. Mark, I need to put you on hold.
I consider that slavery, but thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Mark in Florida. And Mark, your last comment before we went to the break is kind of mystifying. It sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that you think the process of having to go through immigration to move into this country represents slavery?
I think being forced to ask any government official that none of them follow the Constitution for permission to sustain your life anywhere on earth, in this case of the several states, is an act of asking your master for permission to be alive, and it's wrong.
Okay, do you think having to fill out the paperwork for a driver's license represents slavery?
Yes. Unless you want to participate in traffic and commerce and work. I think every company, say Yellow Freight should license their drivers. The schools should license their bus drivers. Every company should be the licensor of their drivers, not the government.
Well, I think that puts an added cost of burden. Basically, you're just saying that going to the government to get a driver's license represents slavery, but going to your place of employment to get a driver's license is not?
No, because if you want to drive my car you need my permission, and I should test you myself and make sure that you are safe and
okay. But you're driving. You're driving. You're driving on the government's highways and roadways.
No, it belongs to the people.
But the government administers it to the people. Okay. You know, I have to be very honest. I think you're making a very, very silly argument. It's a very weak argument to push this idea that there should be open borders. And every nation on earth has a right to control who comes into their country and who doesn't, especially if that person is carrying a contagious disease or if they are have a criminal background. That's just common sense here. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go. The phone lines are we're going to let you go. Switch to Margie in California. Aloha, Margie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to say that the DACA people think that they have more rights than a U.S. citizen. I am a American of Mexican descent. I married an American of Mexican descent. We had two daughters. One graduated from Stanford and had to pay off a loan. My youngest daughter is still paying her loan of $45,000 from graduating from Long Beach State University. And they are ignoring the Hispanics that are here already that are U.S. citizens. They're giving aid. These people can graduate from college and not pay anything back. How come we as U.S. citizens are having to pay back college?
Well, that's got a lot of people very, very angry. If we're going to spend money to educate people, we should be educating our own children rather than force our own children into permanent debt servitude to the banks while anybody who can sneak across the border gets a free education. I mean, it is an absolute mess. But the liberals are desperate to flood this country with illegal immigrants because the illegal immigrants will vote for the Democrats because the Democrats will get more free stuff for the illegal immigrants. Remember how Rome fell. They discovered they could vote themselves bread and circuses until the system collapsed. And that's exactly what's going to happen here with all these refugees and illegal immigrants who think this is the land of milk and honey. And all they got to do is sit back and collect welfare and the rest of it and just have a real good lifestyle at the expense of those of us who work and produce.
That's right. That's right. And we're the ones that should be that do vote, but you've got these people from DACA that also vote, and they counter our vote.
That's exactly right. They're trying to vote our country away from us. And that's why you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, and that's why all these illegals who voted last year, that's an issue that has to be addressed. Because only citizens, those people allowed to be here legally are allowed to vote. And when you have millions of illegal immigrant votes, you have basically an attempt to vote the nation away from us and vote it to themselves. It's bread and circuses. It brought down Rome. It's going to bring down the United States. Thank you for the phone call, Margie. Right. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just going on back and touching base, I'm looking at the latest predicted track for Hurricane Irma. It has stopped moving east, and right now the eye of the storm looks like it's going to be running along pretty much that east coast of Florida. That's going to be very, very rough. Apparently, Irma has now reached winds of 200 miles an hour, sustained at the core. That is still not a record. The record is still held by Hurricane Patricia, and that hit in, October of, I'm 2015, and it reached sustained winds of 215 miles an hour at the core. So Irma could get there. Irma could still get there. And again, if you're in Florida, got to be making those preparations here right now. Had a listener write on in talking about Mark in Florida and his comments saying, people not only have a right to choose where they want to live, but to choose who they want to live with. We're no more obligated to allow people through our borders to live among us than we're obligated to allow our neighbors through our front doors to live in our homes. While being excessively picky about immigrants is a bad thing, the opposite, allowing absolutely anyone in, is just as bad. Without being able to place some limits upon who lives among us, we actually lose our own freedom to the whims of chaos and anarchy. Very well put indeed. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Chris in the United Kingdom, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, my topic will be immigration. You're listening to your show, and I've been visiting the US for 20 years now. I just cannot believe the mindset of some of the people over there saying about open borders, this, that, and the other. The amount of Americans that I talk to, and they say, oh, Europe's wonderful, and freedom of movement, and the rest of it.
But that's only internal to the European Union.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it was.
Or I say to them, I say, can't you see that the mess that the open borders of all the immigrants that have come over from all the third world are making a mess of Europe? Just look at Sweden and Germany and France, of all the no-go areas. Because that is going to happen to the US if you do not take care of the immigration. It's absolutely insane of some of the things that I hear from Americans and say, oh, let them in, do this, that, and the other. You cannot do that. You've got to have a firm immigration policy to weed out the undesirables. I mean, look at Sweden, of all the rapes and God knows what else over there. They have, in France, they've got 751 no-go areas. The Frenchmen can't even go into these areas. The police won't go into it. In Sweden, there's 61 no-go areas. The Swedish chief police officer that's not allowed on national TV, but he's doing it for the internet TV, he even states that they've lost control of big areas of Malmo in Sweden. Do the average American or Americans want that to happen in the US with these open borders? It's absolutely insanity. Europe is being wrecked, absolutely wrecked. And we know who's behind it, George Soros and all the rest of them. But we still, but we still got these idiots even over here saying, open the borders. And not only that, Sweden is now bankrupt. They have to go to the IMF to borrow money just to pay for the immigrants. How insane is that? Not alone about all the houses that are not available for our people, the actual hospitals that are overrun, especially in Germany with the 2 million that they've accepted, all the TB gone for the roofs, all of these exotic diseases they've got, and they don't even report that in the national press, because if you bring it up, you're automatically a racist. But it's costing Germany and us billions. And they say, oh, yeah, but let them all over, and they're going to give them all jobs, and they're all going to be part of the actual workforce. A very small percentage, because as you say, most of them are straight on welfare, have loads and loads of children, whatever. And if anybody says anything, you're a racist. It's insanity. I cannot believe it.
Well, you know, anytime somebody says that to me, that I'm being a racist, I say, illegal isn't a race. It's a crime. Okay, we're talking about people who, by nature of the fact that they set foot across that border without official permission, they committed a crime. Okay,
that's right.
And that's what you need to understand. But everybody who's out there saying we have to have open borders and everybody has a right to go wherever they want, they're part of that globalist New World Order agenda. And Soros and his non-governmental organizations have been brainwashing kids in school. In fact, I got a story about that a little later in the talking points, to think about, it's one globe, one planet, we need one government, and everybody should be able to blur together. No, we don't have an inherent right to go anywhere that we want. try walking into the White House without permission and see what happens to you. Or, you know, walk into the inner parts of the Vatican without permission. Or walk into the Kremlin without permission, see what happens to you. Barriers and boundaries are, unfortunately, an inevitable aspect of our society, our civilization. And that includes barriers and boundaries around the borders of our country.
And don't forget as well, you see, even the actual UN, you know, the actual United Nations, 4 out of 5 of these refugees are not refugees, they're economic migrants to come over to Europe and to the US and to get welfare. They've even stated that, 4 out of 5. And don't forget, you've got all the actual criminals that are coming over. And over here, because France and the UK is very liberal, too liberal, you've got people, these immigrants, in some extreme cases, they've committed 300 crimes. They've never set a foot in prison or jail, yeah? And the actual liberals and the stupid liberal judges will not deport them.
I remember when that guy got a judge dismissed a case against a refugee. He'd raped a woman. The judge said, well, I don't think he understands that that's a crime here. He should. When you're going to go live in another country, you learn their laws and you integrate to their society. You don't flood their country with your own people and say, you all now have to be just like we are. It's a soft invasion. It's a soft invasion is what it is.
Yeah. And don't forget, in Germany, the Angela Merkel, which is a complete traitor to Germany, absolute complete traitor, she has got the press and told them and the German police officers, who are now, a few of them have come out, and it says, do not report the rapes and the sexual assaults if they are immigrants. And they reckon, out of 20 rapes, I think 18 of them do not get reported. The actual Americans do not understand this, but in Germany, right, you've got massive protests, 100, 200,000 people protesting every couple of weeks, every month. But it's never reported on mainstream press. The Americans do not see this, but we do. The problems in Sweden, say France, Germany, they set cars alight, demanding money, demanding everything, yeah? And if you don't give it to them, you're a racist. We have got horrendous trouble over here. But again, for me, going over to the US, and I talk to people, this, that, and the other, and they're clueless. The majority of the Americans, which I've got many friends over there, by the way, they're clueless. They do not know the problems that are going on over here. And they just say, oh, well, you know, everything's wonderful. We like your socialized medicine. And I said, you really do not know what you're talking about. We are bankrupt because of socialism. Our schools and everything else are a mess. We've got all this transgender rubbish coming in, as you just said, about all the kids are being brainwashed about, oh, you can't be racist, and you've got to give them that. And all the Christian religion is put on the back burner, and everything is for the immigrants. And all of our teachers, all of our universities are hardcore liberals, hard left. If you've got a difference of opinion over here, you're an outcast, you're a racist. And I, for one, and maybe quite a few other people, are sick to death of it. And Americans, they better wake up fast. I'm telling them now.
I agree. We have to push back. Soros is going to spend, you know, Soros and the people with him are pushing for the one world government. We have to push back and dig our heels in and say a single global government is a bad idea. It'll be the greatest tyranny in history. And because they won't be able to tolerate any kind of dissent, it will end social evolution. Because as we've seen, even with the U.S. government, everybody works to maintain the status quo and keep things exactly as they are, unless they have an agenda they're pursuing. And with a single global government, we lose our choice. There won't be any point in going to any other country on Earth because it'll all be under that same dictatorship.
Yeah. And why do people watch you CNN over here? I see that, and I want to throw a brick at the actual screen. the bias is just unbelievable. I mean, even your Fox News is biased, but I just see it, and I just cannot believe anybody would watch the TV in America, because it's garbage. It's 100% garbage. You need to...
Yeah, you're right.
Turn off the TV and go on your shows and other people's shows and get some real facts. Huh?
Yeah, or do a web search. Just say Refugee Problems Europe, and you'll get thousands and thousands of hits.
Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
Yes, we are. All right, Chris, well, thank you for that update, and I certainly agree with pretty much everything that you say. And again, you need to remember, unrestrained migration or immigration is a filtering system. You're not getting the best of the people from that source country, whether it's Syria or Mexico or wherever, because those people are happy where they are. They've got businesses, they've invested in houses, they've got friends. They're not going to go to another country. The instant you throw the borders open, what you're going to get are the people who couldn't make it in their own country, or they're fleeing prosecution, or they're carrying contagious diseases they hope the American hospitals will be able to cure them of. And so it's a filtering process. Probably most of these people coming across these borders are people that their home governments are just happy as all heck to get rid of. Remember when they opened up Florida to Cuban refugees? Castro went down to the prisons and put them all on boats and said, 90 miles that way. If I ever see you again, I'll shoot you. And following that, South Florida just descended into this incredible crime wave.
The trouble is that you see what you're getting, the worst of the worst, the criminals, the chancers, the rapists, the murderers, everything.
Yes.
And it's all being covered up. It's all being covered up. People don't know about it. And just to go back to prove my point, you've only got to look in Germany. Back in the 60s, they let in 2 million Turkish Muslims. Well, I think they're on their third generation now. And even then, 80% of those Turkish immigrants to Germany still do not work to this day. And Germany is just letting another 2 million. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming, but people just don't want to see it. They really don't.
Well, you know, calling somebody a racist, it's a very powerful tool to discourage discussion, the same way that Israelis shout Holocaust. You know, or that's it. It's a device to end the conversation because they really can't address the issues. Anyway, Chris, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the information. And the phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Over in Italy, their prosecutor is getting ready to build a case against several of these NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Apparently, wiretaps have proven these NGOs are working with the human smugglers to flood Italy with refugees. This isn't just people who decide to go to Italy. This is an organized operation to stir all of the ethnic groups together into one common herd that are going to be easy to control because they have no idea who they are, where they came from, what their culture is. People who have no sense of identity, no sense of self, are easier to control. Meanwhile, Angela Merkel was out there in a rally in the university city of Heidelberg, Germany, and it's just days away before the German elections, and she got hit by a tomato. And the crowd was shouting, liar. The only way Angela Merkel is going to win this next election is with lots and lots of massive election fraud here. Now, a while back, somebody outed the organizer of that Charlottesville conservative white nationalist rally as being a former supporter of Obama and the Occupy movement. So the whole thing was a hoax and a setup. And now there's another one. Garen Archer was the protester on August 26th who screamed, "The Southern Nation is a white nation." And apparently he, too, is actually a liberal. Apparently 2 weeks ago, he was visible in Democracy Now! Footage of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. And apparently he had a baseball helmet and a shield, and he attacked one of the counter protesters. Apparently, at another rally in New Orleans, he was recorded screaming racial slurs at a black woman. This is all for show. This, all of this, it's a theater presentation to convince you there is a racial crisis in this country. And again, ignoring the terrible price that's been paid for it, the one good thing to come out of Hurricane Harvey is all these pictures of people helping each other with no regard whatsoever for the color of the skin, their gender, their orientation. You had black people helping white people. You had white people helping black people. Because when faced with adversity, the American people come together as a single American people, and that's the way it ought to be. And that's why George Soros and these people are trying as hard as they can to split us apart, because that way we're going to be easier to control. So that whole narrative coming out of Antifa and Black Lives Matter about a racial crisis in America, it doesn't really exist. We'll be right back.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, I mentioned this article earlier in the show, but this is where the schools are going. And this came out of the Daily Sheeple report. And it's basically a letter written by an article written by a parent whose daughter is in seventh grade. And just after the start of the school year, which just happened, the daughter brought home a document which basically demands patriotic global citizen alliance from children. So they're trying to redefine patriotism away from love of one's nation and one's fellow countrymen into being loyal to this global citizen alliance. And the article goes on to a lot of detail about how it sounds like it's a badly written science fiction novel leading to a dystopian society. But the parent was very, very angry and apparently is already doing some interviews. And then they end with a thought that I think really says it right on the line. This document is out there telling children they must respect all people and all beliefs. Okay? Well, do we want our children to respect the belief system of a Pol Pot who murdered more than half the citizens of Cambodia? No, we don't. Do we want our children to respect the beliefs of, for example, the Nazis? Now, it's okay for the kids to think about the rest of the world and certainly have an appreciation for these other cultures. But being a patriot means being loyal to your country and your countrymen at all times and to the government when it deserves it. But we've seen throughout Common Core, they're trying to rewrite the founding documents of this nation. They're trying to change the history. If you look at all they're doing with not just the Confederacy, but now they want to go after Christopher Columbus. And everybody is spinning his history to basically serve their own ends, that Christopher Columbus found the New World, and that's why it was declared to be part of the White Empire. No, it wasn't. After Christopher Columbus found the New World, it was only Europeans who decided they were going to take the risk and spend the money to go there. And that's really what happened. So, again, the brainwashing is going on in the school. And apparently over at East Sussex School, there's another little upset in that they want all the school uniforms now to be gender neutral. In other words, the boys and girls are going to wear exactly the same uniform. Skirts are banned. The girls are going to have to wear pants, which I don't have a problem with if that's what they want to do. But apparently the parents are out there saying that, you know, our kids do have genders. And it should be okay for us to have uniforms that respect that, the fact that they have a gender. Meanwhile, the PC people are out there at it again. The Washington National Cathedral is going to remove all of the stained glass windows honoring Confederate generals. The Charlottesville City Council votes to remove the Stonewall Jackson statue. We'll be right back after station identification.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.